This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. French President Nicolas Sarkozy arrives in Washington, D.C. today. It's the first official visit to the U.S. by a French head of state since 2001, just before France and America fell out over the war in Iraq. The new French president is known to be pro-American, and he says he wants a new relationship between France and the U.S. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Critics of President Sarkozy call him Sarko l'Américain, but that's a moniker the French leader says he's happy to wear. Sarkozy says he admires America's work ethic and its society, where everyone has a chance to make it to the top. There's been a noticeable change in the tone of relations between Paris and Washington since Sarkozy was elected 6 months ago, and political analyst Nicole Bacheron says it's not just about a change of style. Bacheron says unlike the former French president Jacques Chirac, who saw France as a counterweight to America, Sarkozy wants to work with the U.S.
The real change of substance is the vision of France in the world. France should be a part of a multilateral alliance and work within this alliance. That's the point of view that Sarkozy has and is going to defend.
Sarkozy has hinted that France may reintegrate fully into NATO 41 years after President Charles de Gaulle withdrew from the alliance. France and the U.S. are now working together as never before on issues like Afghanistan, Lebanon, and particularly Iran. Sarkozy even took a harder line towards Iran than the Bush administration, saying the world had to choose between an Iranian bomb and bombing Iran. The new French administration's change of attitude is remarkable, says Bernard Lecomte, a former editor with newspaper Le Figaro.
Ce qui est remarquable dans l'attitude.
For the first time in France, we have a president who is a militant for good Franco-American relations. There has always been this latent, irrational anti-Americanism within French society and the media, and that was only exacerbated by Bush. But now we have a president who says, that's enough anti-Americanism.
While President Bush had a chilly relationship with Chirac, there's likely to be more chemistry with Sarkozy. Both presidents like to ride mountain bikes, are teetotalers, and share a belief that tax cuts can generate economic growth. But Sarkozy has his disagreements with the American president. Sarkozy is a critic of the war in Iraq and takes a very different view of global warming.
Il faut, Monsieur le Président, étudier la possibilité de taxer les...
At a recent climate conference with Nobel Prize winner Al Gore at his side, Sarkozy floated the idea of taxing imports from countries like the U.S., which have not signed the Kyoto Protocol. Jean-Marc Ilouz, a former Washington correspondent with France 2 Television, says Presidents Bush and Sarkozy might not agree on every issue, but that doesn't mean they can't get along.
The French president is a business lawyer. He wants to get things done. He wants to make deals. President Sarkozy realizes that nothing can get done in the world today without the U.S. being in the loop, and he knows it's no use to be at loggerheads with the United States.
Viens, viens ici.
In a park on the Seine River, Françoise Caton walks her dog beneath a smaller copy of the ultimate symbol of Franco-American friendship, the Statue of Liberty.
We are not enemies to the States. There is a lot between us. From the beginning, when the United States were created, French were there. And when we had war in Europe, you were there.
Sarkozy plans to pay tribute to more than two centuries of Franco-American friendship during his visit. He'll celebrate the 250th anniversary of the birth of Lafayette at George Washington's home in Mount Vernon and decorate a group of American World War II veterans with France's highest award, the Légion d'Honneur. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.